to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
Forever eternally grateful to artists who sacrifice, you know, their mornings to spend time with us. And especially when it gets to this next artist who's been a trailblazer in the music industry. I remember, in actual fact, I remember having a conversation with a certain red-headed superstar who, when I questioned him, said that he wasn't the best looper of music in the world, that in actual fact this gentleman was. And of course the gentleman with the red hair I'm referring to is Ed Sheeran. And Ed said he's definitely not the best looper in the world, because this man is Jeremy Loops. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Jeez, you guys are excitable. I mean, I just wish I had your energy. This is where I need to come for to wake up every day.
Yes.
I thank you for getting up early and, you know, and facing traffic head on to be with us this morning. I know that next week's a very special week because something really cool is happening out at Cabo Beach Club. And we'll talk about that. But first of all, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, it's I'm just taking this all in. It's I drove from Muizenberg this morning. Like you said, it's the first time I've had to face traffic in some time, and yeah, there's one of the few benefits of being a musician is that you don't have to wake up super early, and I'm mostly a late night owl. So yeah, it was exciting for me. It was actually a new experience for me. I was up at like 5:30 showering and making everything in the dark and jumping into that traffic that I remember. I used to go to high school and go through that traffic every day. So yeah, no, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm feeling much more lively since arriving in studio.
I see your hairstyle. You spent some time on your hair as well this morning. It looks quite beautiful and perfect. Hey?
I roll out of bed like this.
He woke up like that.
Everyone says it must be difficult to manage such long hair, but to be honest, the beauty of it is that I just wet it like in the shower, and then I wrap it all up in a massive bun on my head, and there is no management. It just sits there, so it's easy.
You know, they say that there must be something in the air out in that Muizenberg Fishhook, and I think of Komaki, and for some reason, were you in Komaki and then moved out of Komaki, or are you still?
Oh, no, Komaki is home base. My folks still live there in our family home. Yeah. I've bought a piece of land there. I'm building, but I live in Muizenberg. That's where my studio is, so I'm kind of between Muizenberg and Komaki.
There's something in the air there for creatives. There's definitely something that lends its energies to the creative juice and processes. There's a lot of the art vibe in that area is alive and well, and it hasn't stopped a new generation of youngsters coming through that are really good, and not only at music, just at all things creative. There's a nice creative energy there. Talk to us about being on the go all the time, because that is what you are. I think the last time we chatted, your itinerary, and this was a good couple of years ago, and actual fact, it was the last time you and I chatted was at a totally different station, even to the one I was at last. I mean, I don't know what that says about me. but you and I were chatting about, and it was about the time that Ed Sheeran was here. You'd come into studio with me the morning after you'd performed out at, was it in Khayelitsha or was it at
Nyanga?
Nyanga, spot on. And at the back of the hall was Ed. Do you remember?
Yes.
Ring a bell?
Yes.
And you and I had a chat the very next day on my show about Ed listening and being at the back of that concert, ahead of his concert.
That's right.
And telling you what I just said now, because you and I were chatting about that off air, about the fact that he was like, the reason why we didn't have Jeremy Loops at that concert is because Ed Sheeran didn't want to be up. It was plain. He's like, I don't want Jeremy Loops to be the guy that opens up my gig, because he's a better looper than me. And I mean, there was like such a surreal moment. You were telling me that you know, as an artist, when you look up to another artist, and that guy, he's just a guy that appreciates really good work and the art of creating good music. And that's what Ed had said to you.
Yeah, he's definitely, I mean, he's a lovely dude. And we went on after that to work together and he invited me out to the UK, and I got to go be in studio with him and see, kind of peer behind the curtain of those upper echelons of the music industry. But yeah, I mean, I think it all boils down to the fact that he's also a music fan. You know, most of us get into music because we love music in our own lives.
Yeah.
So much in the way that I'm always watching for up-and-coming talent, or just looking around me and being aware of who else is on the scene that's making credible things. I think he was just aware of me, which was cool.
Which is great. Now, I want to talk about next week. I want to talk about one hell of a night.
One hell of a night.
If you got your hands on those tickets, they're gold. Okay, they're gold. It's going to sell out. Okay, Cabo is a big place. It is going to sell out quickly. After devoting the first half of this year to writing and recording music for his upcoming album, Jeremy Loops will be embarking on the South African winter tour, ladies and gents. And it reaches our beautiful shores next week. Can you believe? Next week, Cabo Beach Club, V&A Waterfront. It is, and if you want the specific date, 15th of June, featuring, look at this lineup. This is the greatest lineup for an event, I think, you know, that's ever been put together at Cabo Beach Club.
Deep South. Yeah, well, what it's all about is, it's how the whole tour is kicking off in Cape Town, so it's where we're starting. And I think what's become apparent to me and many musicians in this country for sure is that, like, so many of our music clubs have been shutting down. So many of the places we play and need to be seen have kind of, the music industry is struggling, let me put it that way. And it's one of the areas that really has struggled to come back post-COVID because of the way people changed their going out patterns, and just a lot of venues couldn't survive. It's been really quite tragic, actually. So a big part of the inspiration for me producing this show, this is obviously my own show. We're putting it on. We're paying for everything and bringing in the sound and booking all the bands, which is not normally how I do shows. Normally we get booked to perform. And this is different in the sense that we wanted to actually put a flag in the sand and say, you know, every year we're going to start doing some of our own big shows and making sure we put on local lineups, because there are no places for bands to play. So a lot of the inspiration really is like promoting the local music. There's most of those acts are acts I love from, you know, in and around Cape Town. And the idea as well is, in the future, I want to be able to run competitions and get up-and-coming bands to maybe put themselves out there, see if we can't, like, uncover new talent and give them a stage. You know, there's going to be 2,000 people there. It's a lovely club right on the water's edge. And we're going to have heaters for the warmth cover in case it rains. And there's, like, a sandy beach. And it's going to be a really good night. So, yeah, I inspire everyone to come and support local music.
That gig, I cannot wait. So 15th of June, tickets available at Cabo, by the way. And your winter tour will see you at many places. If people miss you at Cabo, you're on the road. It's a winter tour. It's a proper tour.
Where's your audience mostly listening
everywhere.
In from? From all over the country.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're playing, we've got shows everywhere. We've got shows in Durban and Jersey and... everywhere. Have a look. It's out there. But it starts in Cape Town. It's the last Cape Town show we're going to be playing for some time. And it's the first one we're going to be playing in some time. Like you said earlier, I've been working on my new album and writing and in and out of studio and just trying to keep my head in the creative space.
Yes.
And now we start kind of filtering back out into the world. I might sneak peek a few of these new songs at the show next week. So, looking forward to it.
It's exciting. And I love what you're doing for local music. Again, we don't realize the impact that... and people talk about COVID now, post-COVID. But music in general needs supportive people. Otherwise, these people are lost. They're lost and their craft is gone. These are people that have devoted so much time of theirs to create something from their soul, something from their being to give to you. And in order to sustain that, you've got to go and support them. You've got to go to your local, wherever your local is, and go and support people that play on those stages, people that have an opportunity to do it. They do it for very little. Often when you talk to musos and you talk to people that are artists, you say, well, listen, and they go, well, we get a couple of $100 if we're lucky. It depends on how many people come to support us. And even then, that's got to go and feed them, keep them going, keep them creating, keep them in the space where they want to be, right? They can be a lawyer, a doctor, but they want to be a musician and they want to have that opportunity to live their dream. So help them by going to support. And Jeremy's doing just that with not just any, but some superb artists on the stage at Cabo next week. Brian, do you want to go?
Morning, Breakfast Team. Morning, Jeremy.
How's it?
Brian, what are you doing next week?
I'd love to be going to the concert, I must say, truth be told. We've followed Jeremy for years since we saw him years ago at a little wine farm gig. Our whole family are mad about his music. It's just, he's on our playlist. everywhere.
I love it. Brian, you're going. You're going. I've got two tickets.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you very much.
Enjoy the gig. Enjoy.
Absolutely. Do you remember what Wine Farm show that was? That's a long time ago, it sounds like.
I can't remember. It was small little gig somewhere, and it was just magic, man.
That's always nice when it starts like that. I love those early shows. So, thanks for following all these years, and I'll see you next Thursday.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. Thank you, man.
Brian says, "This town, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, brilliant song. We love his music. We love Jeremy Loop." So, Brian, you're definitely going to be there next week. Thanks, Brian. Don't go away. Stay right there. And then Nirvana.
Hello.
How are you this morning? Good morning.
You.
I am great. Thank you. The sun is shining, and that always makes me in heaven. You know the
what?
The
what sun is shining? Where are you?
Yeah. In Deep River, the sun is busy coming out.
Okay. It hasn't risen here yet, where we are.
There was a song written from people from Deep River. You know that?
Tell me.
Deep River woman.
Really? Well, that must have been written about me.
No, it's Deep River Woman. I think it's a Lionel Richie song, but I just turned it into Deep River Woman. Nirvana, what are you doing next week?
Well, hoping. It's been a long time since I've actually ventured out at night. And,
what?
I've become a bit anxious driving at night. I don't know, and it just seems to be increasing time goes by, and so I just I make sure that I'm home before it's dark.
When was the last time you went to a concert?
Too many years ago.
More than five. Right, well, you're going next
week.
You're going next week to go see Jeremy Loops and Friends live at Cabo.
That's fantastic.
Let's go. I hope it's going to be everything it needs to be to get you back on track into the swing of things.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much, Sabu, and thank you, Ryan and guys. We will see you next week.
Thanks, Nirvana.
Thanks, Nirvana.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Nirvana and Brian, you got tickets. Thanks. Jeremy Loops, thank you, sir, for coming in. Thanks for gracing our airwaves with your amazing presence.
Yeah, such a pleasure.
All the best for the winter tour. We embrace your music and storytelling and gift to the world as we do a son that does a parent proud.
Stop.
Look at him blushing.
You guys are doing an important job here as well. I think there's obviously you're a music station, you're always playing music, and music forms such an integral part in what it means to be human. You were talking earlier now about just the difficulty that artists go through, but the reality is it doesn't feel like a struggle. I think most artists love what they do because money is not the focus. Focus is always being a part of what's happening at the forefront of the human psyche and the human experience, and trying to unravel that into music and explain it in terms that everyone can relate to. True. And that's what the best artists and the best music has always done. It's just being there as a reflection of what we're all going through, So I think it's a privilege to be able to make music. And I would choose this treacherous path many times over if I was able to choose again. So, thanks again for listening and all the support. I appreciate you guys, and I can't wait to see you all. I hope you can all make it next Thursday. Let's go.
15th of June, ladies and gents. It's going to be one hell of a night. Jeremy Loops presents One Hell of a Night. It is music at its best at Cabo Beach Club. 15 June. Get your tickets now.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.